The Church, in her wisdom, sets out weekly readings from the Gospels. These readings allow us to follow the life and teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ and the story of our salvation. Upper Room Media presents to you the weekly Sunday homily delivered from Sydney, Australia.
In Father and Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today, obviously, is one of the most beautiful Gospels of the year. And although we heard this gospel so many times, there's often a few things we can learn from it a bit more. So the prodigal son was a son who was young, had his entire life in front of him, saw his father and the possessions he had, the money that he had, and his eyes looked at this. And he yearned in his heart for independence from his father. He yearned in his heart to take these possessions and to go live a life away from his father, because his father symbolizes authority. But this authority is also the source of love. But this man, because again, he had his entire life in front of him, he put this on the side and he wanted to seek earthly matters. So he rejected God, the Father here. And he went, and as you know, he spent some time in pleasure. And that's what happens to all of us. Often we seek independence from God for reasons that don't make much sense, but we believe them. And we follow in these footsteps. And we find pleasure. Sin could be pleasurable, but it's always only temporary. But after the temporary pleasure of sin is done away, and after addiction has formed in us, we find that we become a bit lost. And we find that we are purposeless, that we're anxious, that we're angry, and we're so upset and so sad, and sometimes often very resentful. And we don't understand sometimes why it is. But if we look at the gospel at verse 14, it says, "But when he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in that land, and he began to be in want." So he began to be in pain. And it is a natural consequence for us to be in pain when we reject that source of authority and love who is God in himself, because he's the source of all good things. It's very natural to feel pain inside and emptiness inside, because he is the real life. But then in verse 15 it says, "Then he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine." The problem is that sometimes, although we are in pain and we have done the wrong thing, we're still stubborn. We still don't realize the source of this pain. And we still want to continue our independence from God, although within something is wrong and we know it. We know it. And we go and seek help from others. "I'm too stubborn to come back to my father." So we go and seek another type of sin, another type of addiction, another relationship, whatever it may be. But lo and behold, it does not fix anything. We seek deeper into sin. And it goes to the point, you know, and the gospel says this, you know, Christ chooses his words carefully. And he says in verse 16, "And he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate." And we know that swine in the Jewish culture is like the worst type of animal, like the worst. Like, you don't touch them, you don't come close to them. And he yearned to eat their food. That's how bad it had become. And no one gave him anything. Adding insult to injury, no one gave him anything. And sometimes, unfortunately, when we are at that low of a level, when our pride and our stubbornness is broken by the pain of this life, only sometimes we wake up. And this man woke up. And that's the beauty of the story, right? So he says, but when he came to himself, he came to himself. What am I doing? What am I doing? He said, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? And we know the remainder of the story. And he runs and he goes to the father. And we know that the father's love is unconditional, and there's no way he can reject. His arms are always open. So the father sees him and runs to him. He doesn't wait being stubborn himself. He doesn't wait being prideful himself. He runs to him and embraces him. But what or how does the father see the state of his son? He sees a robe that is very dirty, full of holes. The stench of sin is everywhere. He sees his own son broken, dead, corrupt. So he runs. What does he do? He's removed this robe. And all this symbolizes the brokenness of our souls when we are away from God. He says, remove this robe. Bring him another robe. Renew him. Heal his soul. Give him life. And by this, I make him my son again. I reinstate him to who he really is, who she really is. Talking about myself, I wonder, why is it that we know this? And yet often we seek this independence from God. But Christ says, the kingdom of heaven is made of those who are like children of God. So in Mark 10, he says, so when Jesus saw that the disciples kept the little children away from him, he was greatly displeased and said to them, let the little children come to me and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it. So God seeks and wants me to remain a child. And to remain a child of God means I'm always in a state of dependence on Him. I depend on Him for my food, for my drink, for my work, for my kids, for my service, for my sports, for everything and anything. I am dependent on Him. And that's why God seeks faith from us. We look at this in a different way also, and kind of touch on it from when we evolve from being children to being adults. We go through a period of being a teenager, and it's often categorized by rebellion, by that seeking of independence. But at the end of the day, this is when so much pain happens to us in that time. And often we wake up and we come back. Let us always remember that we ought to always be dependent on God and be with Him. And if you notice the story of the saints, and first and foremost Pope Carolus VI, one of his main teachings on how to live life is to be dependent on God. The man was the Pope. He could have done so many things, yet lived a life of simplicity, of humility. One time there's a story where this old woman saw him in the street. I don't know if it was in the street, I can't remember. And she gave him two boiled eggs. So he asked her, you know, are these like, are they well buoyed? Like, I mean, will they break in my faragiya, you know, like in his clothes, in his robe, in his cassock? And she said, yeah, they're well buoyed. And he went to Abuna Rafa'il of Amina so happy, like ecstatic as a child, and saying to Abuna Rafa'il, God provided for us supper for tonight. It's two eggs, one egg for each. It's like, what do you mean? Like, there's, you have plenty of food in the kitchen. You have servants who are serving you, ready to serve you, to give you whatever. But he was so pleased, like a little child dependent on his father, because of an egg. This is the life he lived. And God is teaching us throughout the story as well, that he is the source of all beauty. Let us stop rejecting him and his authority and his love. Let us embrace it. Let us find this true joy, this true life in Christ. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
This talk was brought to you by Upper Room Media. We hope that this talk has, through the grace of God, touched your heart. And we pray that it will not only inform you, but will also transform you and your life with Christ.